Hi guys, my name is Jana, and today I want to do a flat spiral with you guys. I already did a flat spiral on my other channel, but not everybody is happy with the picture version, so might as well do the video version. So, what we need is fire line. That's the 0.006, also known as the B, the size B. And you need some 6mm beads. I'm going to use pearls. You're going to need some seed beads. I'm using size 11 Miyukis. And you need some 4mm beads. And I'm using bicones, clear bicones from Swarovski for that. And you start with an arm span wide 2 times. And that should be about enough. And we're going to leave about a 10 centimeter tail, which is about 4 inches when you begin. And we're going to set up with 2 pearls, or whatever you want to use for your 6mm. You can also use your bicones. And we're going to take 5 seed beads. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then we're going to take a bicone, and we're going to do another 5 seed beads. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're going to push this and leave that about a 10 centimeter tail for the Europeans and about 4 inches for the non-Europeans. And we're going to go back through both the pearls. And then you got this. We're going to pick up 5 seed beads again. 2, 3, 4, 5. And a bicone, and 5 seed beads. 2, 3, 4, 5. And we're going to go through the pearls again, both of them. And there you have the first part of the flat spiral. What we're going to do next is pick up a pearl, and we're going to do 5 seed beads, 2, 3, 4, 5, a bicone, and another 5 seed beads, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're going to go into the second pearl right here. It's a little bit difficult, but once you are able to hold it better, then it's going to go much quicker. Okay, and then we're going to go into that pearl that we just put on there again. And we're going to do the seed beads. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pick up the bicone, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 again. And then we're going to go through the second pearl again. So, and if you can, put that into that third pearl also. And just pull that through. And there. Now we're going to add the next one, pearl first, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, bicone, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, into the third pearl. And into the pearl that you just added. And now we're going to add another seat beat. 2, 3, 4, 5. A bicone. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we're going to go into the last two pearls. And if you can't do them both at the same time, that's okay. Just do one first and then the other. Might be easier to stick that right there. And that is your base for the flat spiral. Now, just continue this until your bracelet is long enough. I'm going to show you one more time. You first start with a pearl. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bicone, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Gonna now go into the fourth pearl. And then into the pearl you just added. And then add another 5 seed beads, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a bicone, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you're going to go through the last two pearls. And this is nice if you can do it in one push through, but I think most of you will have to do it in two. And just push that in place. And there you got it. Pretty, no? Okay, well, pause me now, and I will show you what to do when we get to the end. Okay, now as much as I love this bracelet, there's one thing that annoys the hell out of me, and that is that last part is not attached, because everything is in order, everything is attached to each other, and it won't move anywhere. But when you see the first part, you see that that's loose, and when you see the end, then that's, you see that that falls down too, and that really annoys me. So here's where the perfectionist comes in. I'm going to take care of that. When you've done your last pearl of the bracelet, then just go back into the seed beads on one or the other side, doesn't really matter, you gotta do both sides anyway, into the seed beads, the bicone, and the other 5 seed beads, and this will be okay as soon as we pull it. Okay, now go into the third pearl from the top down. Then go back up, after you've gone through the third pearl, go back up in these 5 seed beads that are attached to that pearl. And if you can't do them all at once, just do them one at a time. And I'm going to look, and then into the bicone. Now get 2 seed beads above the bicone, and then go into the other bicone that's above it. Okay, and then that is attached to each other. So we're going to go back up through these 5 seed beads, and we're going to go 3 pearls down to do the other side also. 1. And try and get that done in 1. Three pearls down. Up through the 5 seed beads. into the bicone. Two more seed beads. And then the last bicone on that left side. And then we're going to go up through the five seed beads. And there we are. So, now we need a loop, but we only have one thread. So what we're going to do is we're going to pick up another thread about the size of your bracelet, a little longer than the size of your bracelet. We're going to cut that off. We're going to add another thread. So we're going into the third purl. Just go all the way to the top and come out. Two purls before the end, and pause me now and I'll see you there. Now we're going to take our thread and we're going into the last row of seed beads in a bicone. So that might be easier if I show you that from the other side. I'm going down. So this is my last row. I need to go the seed beads and into the bicone. And up the other five seed beads. Now we got our threads meeting. Take a seed bead, put that on the thread, change threads. Go through that same seed bead, so you're crossing your threads in that one seed bead. There. That's nice and close, isn't it? Okay, we're going to add five seed beads. 2, 3, 4, 5. Push that down. Pick up the other thread again and cross those in those other five seed beads. There. And now we're going to go just around and around to tie that up in that just that one seed bead. One, go around. To make sure that your loop is going to be strong, go up about two times. And do the same with the other thread. And we might as long as we got the needle on there, go down the five seed beads. And into that bicone and just leave your thread there. Okay, now go around a couple of times with this one. Also in those five seed beads, make sure that when your jumper goes on there, it's nice and strong. And we're going to go down into 5 seed beads. The bicone. Let me turn that around. The bicone. The seed beads. And we're going down 1 pearl. Because you always want to follow the beaded path. And then we're going to go up. Seed beads bicone. And we're going to go up to 2. And then our threads meet up. So this is where you tie 4 knots. One, two, three, and 4, and 1 thread goes up the bicone into the seed beads. I'm just going to go down the other way before I cut that off. I'm just going to take it a little further than possible. So, okay. And I'm going to cut that off. And now get the other thread away from that knot. Going down the seed beads again, or you can take these, doesn't really matter. And down the pearl, and you can cut that off too. And that's about it. Just do the same on the other side. Put your jump ring in there and attach your clasp. And there will be a link on how to attach the clasp right now, just in case you still don't know how to do that. Okay, so that's about it. Bye.